call to prayer sounds in the predominantly Muslim Egyptian Delta town of Manuf as doctors examine patients at the Harper Memorial Hospital run by the Anglican Diocese of North Africa. Unlike most hospitals in Egypt, Harper receives no money from the government, and its mostly Christian staff of doctors donate their time to care for the hospital's primarily Muslim clientele. It's a labor of love, says Dr. Samir Bakhit, a 62-year-old gynecologist from Cairo who runs the hospital. He says most of his doctors are Christian and that patients from across the region come because they trust the doctors and respect them. Our doctors, he says, have a strong faith and strong sense of purpose, which is to serve the sick. We are not here to make a profit, he insists. The head nurse, Madame Hanea, turns to a gruff-looking old patient whom she calls Uncle Mahmoud and asks how he is doing. What brought you here, Uncle Mahmoud, she asks. His intestines have been bothering him, he says, and his whole body is weak. But he adds, the doctors have done a good job of fixing me up. Dr. Bakhit says 50,000 patients are treated at the hospital every year, and a quarter of a million go through the doors if their families are included. He says 90 to 95% of the patients are Muslim. Anesthesiologist Dr. Michel Awad, who gave up a lucrative job in Cairo to come to Manuf, says the work is rewarding, and the hospital's founder, an Irish doctor named Frank Harper, set an example for others to follow.
Dr. Frank Harper is an Irish doctor who came at the beginning of 1890s. He used to go with a houseboat down the branches of the Nile to the Delta area. He used to get offshore and to see the patients and then goes back to Cairo.
Dr. Harper was so successful, notes Michel Awad, that he is still remembered for eradicating a parasite which was plaguing the countryside.
At the beginning, there were many farmers who suffered from parasites, notably one parasite called Anclostoma, feeding on the blood of the farmers, so they were getting weak and unable to do much work. And Dr. Harper and his team wrote the treatment for this parasite, and they treated many patients, so by and by word spread in the country, and the government adopted the same treatment.
Douglas Penman, a third-year medical student from Sheffield, England, is working for a short period at the hospital and says what the doctors accomplish is impressive.
The commitment to serve the Muslim population in Manuf is quite impressive, and they charge a lot less than the government hospitals, and yet they work at a better standard, and the sheer volume of people that they manage to get through is quite impressive.
Children are a large part of the work at Harper Hospital, and some are too shy to talk, but the doctors coax them softly. What is your name? Asks Dr. Samir. It is Malik Abdul Ghaffar, the young patient replies timidly. She says her eyes are bothering her and her mother says they are swollen. Anglican Bishop Munir Anis, who oversees Harper Hospital, says its work is especially meaningful to him since he is also a medical doctor.
This medical program is very near to my heart because I myself a medical doctor. I graduated in Cairo University Medical School in 1974, and I myself worked in the hospital for 21 years before I became a bishop.
He says the medical program is a way for him and other doctors to apply the Christian teaching of compassion for others.
Jesus, when he came to our earth, he went around doing good for all people, regardless of their religion, their gender, their economic status. And sometimes the church itself cannot do this.
The bishop compares his team's medical work to that of a good Samaritan who goes where organizations like churches cannot go. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Manuf.